Hi, this is Joe Healy. Today we're going to take a look at the various ways you can get an Azure account up and going. Before we get going, let me give you my contact information. My blog is at blogs.msdn.com, like DevFish. My Twitter is at DevFish. If you want to reach out direct, I'm jhealy@microsoft.com. Note today I'm going to be using a blog article I wrote to surface links so that we don't have to type them in. The blog article is listed here and can be hit at bit.ly/azure6ways, and that's lowercase. So why am I even bothering with this? Well, to be honest, I'm working on some other video series dealing with Azure. And one of the folks reviewing them said, heck, so many offerings out there, I don't even know how to get started. I guess like anything, it depends on what you got and what you're going to use. Are you a startup? Maybe an app developer for some stores? We got BizSpark for you. Enterprise dev for a big old corporation? Check with your work environment, and I bet you got some Azure credits you can use. And for students, we have a special offering called DreamSpark. So let's take a look and explore all those and see what we got. Exactly what are we going to cover? We're going to take a look at each of the different Azure signup options and talk about them. We'll also take a quick look online at the portals for each option. Yes, I said portals for each, so hold on. Feel free to replay it a bit, and this is maybe a little bit of a wild ride there. Note, this is your bailout point. No shame in stop watching now. Of course, you know, it helps me if you let the video run a little while, so you could just go get coffee and leave it running. Then it looks better for me. Just kidding. If this ain't for you, run away and find some other good content to watch. Azure Pay-as-you-go is the most common way to use Azure. Enter credit card, you're billed on a monthly basis as you consume it. No fuss, no muss, just pay for what you consume and hopefully earn some air miles in the process to your credit card as you go, if you set it up right. So on my desktop, I have a link to bit.ly/azure6ways. This is a blog post I have for the video. We've got a nice easy way to get to our links in that blog post. Again, I've set up bit.ly/azure6ways, lowercase, to get you an easy route to getting to this blog post. So open that up and drag my little window over. And there's my blog post. Now, in here, I've got some links to the Azure pay-as-you-go information, so you can tap on that. And all kinds of information about Azure pay-as-you-go, the no commitment, you're able to cancel it on a monthly basis, where the offer is available, and things like that. Also in the blog post, I have a link to my account management space. This is where we can get in and add subscriptions to our existing Azure accounts. Now, one thing about this, I often use in private browsing to work with my various Azure accounts. Or sometimes I will even use a second type of browser. The logins get confused with multiple Microsoft accounts, and this is really a nice route to go. So I put in my URL, navigate over, accounts.windowsazure.com. I'll do a sign in, and yep, you're going to get to see my secret email, or one of my secret emails, for my Azure. Got multiple accounts out there. Now I'm using my DevFish BizSpark account, so we're still loading here. You're not just looking at a blank white screen. Good time for a sip of coffee. Now, you can see there's my BizSpark account. I don't have any pay-as-you-go type accounts in here. Click on Add Subscription, and I'll be able to create a new account type once the screen loads. Here you can see the pay-as-you-go, optional Learn More, which will take you back to the link we've already looked at. You're going to have to verify by phone you are who you are, and then you'll also have to enter a credit card. We're doing this for your own protection. You're putting a credit card on the line here. We need to make sure that everything is valid and good to go. Now, if I continue the process, it's just a standard sign-up process. I know y'all would love to have my credit card info in the video, but trust me, you wouldn't have much room to play with it, so we'll stop here. Wife and kids have maxed out that credit card a while ago. And again, from here, it's a standard sign-in process. After you finish, you'll have pay-as-you-go as a subscription type available when you configure your various Azure services. So, work for a big old company that might have an existing licensing agreement. You ever heard anyone talking about software licensing with Microsoft? You might want to talk to your licensing people inside your company or your software person that you get software from. You probably have Azure through your company. Talk to your software licensing folks and check it out. They'll use a special enterprise portal to allocate enterprise Azure credits to you. Basically, you can go out and develop stuff on those credits and run stuff and put things in production. Azure through an enterprise agreement also gets you the lowest guaranteed pricing available. You can get Azure EA or Azure Enterprise Agreement through your Microsoft account rep or through an authorized reseller. If you're looking for more information on enterprise agreements for Azure, head over to my blog post, bit.ly/Azure6ways. I've got some links in here that will take you off to the various enterprise pricing agreement options, as well as some more information on it. There's also a screenshot in here where you can get a glimpse of what the enterprise portal looks like, taken from some of the documentation. I don't have actually rights to the enterprise portal because, well, I don't have an enterprise agreement, and that's a real hard demo account to get, but here's the various information on it. You can take a look through there. Lots of good stuff going, and talk to your Microsoft account rep or a Microsoft reseller if you want to purchase under enterprise agreement. If you're inside a corporation, figure out who your software licensing person is, get in touch with them, and you can probably get Azure on enterprise agreement within most corporations. Our most popular starter offering is the Azure Free Pass or Trial. The Azure Free Pass gets you 30 days of Azure or $200 worth, whichever comes first. You're going to have to enter a credit card to get going and do the phone number verification again. Again, this is for your protection. This is a great way to try your options out in the cloud without going out of pocket. So here in my blog, you can see a section on the Azure 30-day pass trial. When you go to the Azure portal, you'll be offered the option to sign up for the free trial before they offer you the pay-as-you-go, which is a good thing. Use the free credits, have some fun. Note this is a one-time offer per email account. You can use this only once per email account, and you do need a credit card and the phone number to qualify for it. You can imagine spammers would love to start playing with that one. So we click on the link. We wind up over here at the free trial site. Basically, nice little try it now link. Of course, they do say, hey, you can buy it now if you want. There's a phone number there for questions. You come in and it sets you up to sign up for your Azure free trial. Their Microsoft Developer Network, or MSDN, is also another great way to get developer use of Azure, up to $150 a month, depending on your subscription level. The MSDN benefit gets you rights for the MSDN Dev virtual machines, platform as a service offerings, and a bunch of other stuff inside of Azure. For instance, there's Windows 10 and Windows 8 dev clients with Visual Studio pre-installed up there. You can just activate them and go. Very nice. Note these credits may be used for dev and test only and not for production. Some folks get a little bit confused about where to activate their Azure MSDN benefits. Let's explore that a little. To activate your Azure MSDN benefit, head over to msdn.microsoft.com. So here in a browser, msdn.microsoft.com. Now we're going to sign in. Again, I'll use that DevFish account, my demo account. And I will sign into my MSDN account. Here you can see MSDN subscription, so I'll tap that. And here is a link. You click on this link, it will actually activate your Azure subscription for you. There's also another link here that will take you over to the Microsoft Azure Management Portal. You can also link it to another account, so you can see mine is actually linked to jhealy@microsoft.com. But clicking on that link will take us over into the Azure portal. It'll make you enter the credit card, make you enter your telephone again, and that will activate your MSDN subscription, and you'll be set up and ready to go with a up to $150 a month account in the cloud for your Azure. BizSpark's a great way to go for tech startups. BizSpark gets you MSDN subscriptions for up to 5 developers, but there are requirements. You must be a tech startup, in business less than 5 years, revenue less than $1 million, and privately owned. So watch out, there are requirements on this. You do have to apply to get in, and they have to approve you. If you want to apply to BizSpark, simply head over to the BizSpark site. So in my blog article, you will find a link, microsoft.com/BizSpark. You go over there and you can apply at the BizSpark portal, and someone will review you and the information you supply and see if you're eligible. Once you're in, you'll wind up in a portal like this, and if we come down here, you can actually add or delete members to your subscription, so I could come in and, you know, add in like jhealy@microsoft.com. We're going to issue them a MSDN subscription. And if I did this and let it proceed, they would get a nice, happy BizSpark MSDN subscription, which they could then activate for Azure, just like we talked about doing with the MSDN stuff. So they get a regular MSDN subscription, they can activate it, and off they go. If you're a student, we have a special offer for you called DreamSpark. DreamSpark gets students a wide range of software. One of the benefits on the software offerings and service offerings is you can get into Azure without having to use a credit card. One of the limitations of the student Azure benefit is at this point it is strictly confined to web apps, aka websites, but you can get a lot of mileage out of those, and they do support a large variety of frameworks. Let's take a look at the DreamSpark for Students offering. We've got a student named Katja Ems. She's offered up her account for us to play with. So we'll hop over here. Here's the DreamSpark portal. You can come in and you can see some options in here like new to DreamSpark or download products. If you came in and you were new to DreamSpark, you could actually apply for DreamSpark at this point. There are certain kinds of verification you can use. An EDU email will get you in automatically. School network credentials, if you have a verification code from an evangelist or from a Microsoft resource, those will help you. An ISIC card, if you can get documentation, which is often an email from your principal, then you can get into DreamSpark. We can also, Catch has already set up her account, so we're going to sign in. We're now in, hopefully, as Katja Ems. We come over here to download software, and we can go to the student software catalog. And you can see, welcome Katja, knows who we are. And here's the offerings that students can get from DreamSpark. So Windows Store Developer Accounts, Visual Studio Community Edition 2015, special Xamarin offering for students, a GitHub pack, source control, which a lot of students really need to learn. And here's our Azure offering for DreamSpark. When you click on that, you're able to activate your Azure, and then off you go. Now, she's already activated hers. If we come over to portal.azure.com for Katja Ems, we can come in and we can actually create a new offering. And if we come in here, what you will see is if we go into like web and mobile, she will be able to do a web app, which is website, but she, oh, looks like she can do Joomla too, and but she won't be able to do anything else. So, but if we click on web app, might be another time for a sip of coffee. It's raining here, the internet's slow. Times like that, you start being afraid you're going to have to re-record this. Just kidding. But you can see we've got a DreamSpark subscription for her. We can come in and we could do Katja Ems. And it will actually go in and create a website for her that is a live domain at that point. Now, she also has the option here of coming in and going into a marketplace. And if she comes into the web mobile section, there's a variety of offerings in here she could come in and start things up with. For instance, if she came out and she wanted to put in Node, you can see a Node.js starter site published by Justin Beckwith. You can click on that, and she's able to create a empty, well, not empty, but a pre-configured Node.js starter set site ready to go, again, on her DreamSpark subscription. So good stuff. Lots of options in there for students. If you're a student, this is great, especially since you don't have to put a credit card in, and that should leave you pretty comfortable with it. But have fun with it, and again, let us know how it goes. We've covered a number of different ways to activate Azure, get going on Azure. Here's some additional resources to get you going. Here's the blog post I referenced, 6 different ways to try out Azure, bit.ly/Azure6ways. We have links to the classic Azure portal and the Blade-driven Modern UI portal, which is in beta. There's the Azure FreePass signup. the BizSpark and DreamSpark application sites. I also had some users get relatively confused trying to add multiple users to a BizSpark account, so I put a link up to get you going there and give you a hand-over-hand walkthrough there. If y'all would like to see a video recording of that, post me a comment here and I'll give you a video recording of walking through that process as well. So, special thanks for taking the time to watch this. This video has been dedicated to Vince Mayfield. Back in the Silverlight days, he once sent me a video he was having issues with called How to Wear a Shirt 6 Different Ways. I've always remembered it, and he and BitWizards are still one of my favorite partners for Microsoft in the Fort Walton Beach area. The images themselves I've used throughout here are public domain images from Gutenberg.org, a great source for free, out-of-date type, copyright-free ebooks. And the music is Dark Rock from Kevin MacLeod, who maintains a great set of public domain music, which a lot of which he himself has created at freepd.com. Thanks a lot. See you on the wire. And post me via comments if you have any questions or anything like that, and we'll see what we can do with it.